Hello, hello, and happy Sunday. I hope you've had an awesome weekend so far. My weekend has been pretty freaking dope. Yesterday, I recorded a podcast while I was at the Quintana Jetties with my husband fishing. It was a beautiful day. We got there in time for the sunrise, which was amazing. I was able to take some time to reflect and reconnect, which is always important to me. The weather was beautiful. There was a nice breeze. I loved hearing the sounds of the waves crashing on the rocks. And I thought it would be cool to share that moment with you guys. So I hope you enjoyed it. In the evening, we had some friends swing by for a night of laughter and karaoke. Shout out to my best friends, Anna and Gez, Jamie and Chow and Mark. I had an awesome night. It was definitely much needed. So thanks a bunch. Love you guys. Earlier today, my sweet cousin Lynn treated us to lunch at one of my favorite spots. So thank you to her. And that explains why I am a little late recording my podcast. So I wanted to apologize. Most importantly, thank you for tuning in. And let's dive right in. So on today's epi, I wanted to talk about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is being able to love yourself unconditionally, accepting and embracing your flaws, recognizing that you are imperfectly perfect. I'm sure it is an ongoing battle for most of us, an ongoing battle with ourselves. But once we're able to get to that point, to that positive state of mind, self-love is the greatest love of all. Let me ask you, do you like who you are? Do you like who you've become? Self-awareness is a huge factor in self-acceptance. Self-awareness is about understanding your own needs, your desires, your feelings, your habits, and everything else that makes you tick. The more you know about yourself, the better you are at adapting life changes that suit your needs. So the more you pay attention to your emotions and how you work, the better you'll understand why you do the things you do. The more you know about your own habits, the easier it is to improve on those habits. Self-acceptance isn't going to happen overnight. It takes extensive work and considerable dedication. But learning how to love yourself right and treat yourself well can impact the way you live your life and the things you're able to accomplish. According to HuffingtonPost.com, here are 8 ways to jumpstart your journey to self-acceptance. Are you guys ready? This is some good stuff. Number 1, be kind to yourself. It's time to accept the fact that no one judges you more than you judge yourself. You can be your own worst enemy, but you need to get out of your way and start developing patience. Be patient with yourself and accept your flaws. Number 2, confront your fears. We all have a history that includes some bad, devastating things. We all have baggage to go with that bad history. We're human and we're bound to be hurt by something, but it's the fear of the unknown that keeps us trapped. We're so afraid to experience something unfamiliar that we allow ourselves to become stuck in what we know. It's important to take baby steps to create change. Start by making a list about things that scare you. Start with one small thing. Try to face it and understand why it's not so scary. Then move on to the next small thing and keep going. Number 3, stay positive. Surround yourself with goodness. Surround yourself with good energy, good vibes. Write yourself sweet notes. Hang up posters with positive affirmations. Download an app on your phone that will send you inspirational quotes on a daily basis. And if you know me, I love those inspirational quotes. They really help me get through the day. When you feel insecurity and doubt creeping in your thoughts, turn to one of your good things. Tell that little defeating voice inside your head to be quiet and that you refuse to go to that dark place. Number 4, accept imperfection. Let go of the ideal. Let go of what you think perfection looks like. Life is perfection in all its imperfections. Don't let an obsession for perfection slow you down in accomplishing your goals. Good is good enough. Number 5, don't take it personally. If something offends you, stop and ask yourself why you're offended. Make a conscious effort to stop assuming you know what people mean. Don't get defensive about something you've internalized. Chances are people don't want to hurt you to begin with, but they might not know how to communicate effectively either. Things get lost in translation. If you're not clear on the meaning of a specific comment, all you have to do is ask. Number 6, forgive. You can't grow without forgiveness, but know that it's a process and it will always take time. Forgive others for things they didn't mean to do. Forgive others for things they didn't know they did. Forgive yourself for mistakes you think you've made. And forgive yourself if things don't change quickly enough. Number 7, believe in yourself. You are capable of accomplishing great things. Believe that you can do anything because you can. You are a strong and powerful being, and you can deal with any challenge that comes your way. Remember, you've already survived the worst thing you've experienced in your life. Number 8, don't give up no matter what. When you fall, you need to get up and keep going. It's in our failures, not our successes, that we learn the most about ourselves. Figure out what motivates you by celebrating something you are bad at. It's in these intimate moments that life's precious lessons are learned. I hope you enjoyed the great 8 things to jumpstart your journey on self-acceptance. I surely did. I would love to share a story with you guys. It is about my journey on self-acceptance. In 2001, I was in a traumatic car accident where I lost my right arm. If you'd like to learn more about my journey, circle back to my first episode and it will tell you where to find my video on YouTube, #BeBetter. It's my journey on being better instead of being bitter, and I hope you enjoy it. So 2001, I was in that car accident, and having to accept that I lost my arm was the hardest challenge I've ever had in my freaking life. You can only imagine, right? I had to accept my new reality. I had to accept the fact that I would be different. I had to accept the fact that I looked different and that my physical appearance has permanently changed. I had to accept the fact that I no longer had 2 hands. It was so painful. It was so traumatic. It was horrible. Thinking about it and speaking about it gets me emotional. I'm sorry, guys. But that was the toughest journey for me. Self-acceptance, accepting myself during that time. Oh, just thinking about it, it's still surreal. It's so crazy. But after that long time, I mean, the accident happened in 2001, but it's still surreal to me. But I'll be honest with you, if I was not able to accept myself during that time and accept all of the things I mentioned earlier, there was no way that I could move forward. Self-acceptance for me during that time was the only most important thing I needed to learn in order to move forward. So I understand that it's hard to accept ourselves. But I know with practice, we can do it. I know that if I can do it, then you can do it as well. So I am here rooting for you. I am cheering you on. I know that you're a badass individual and you can have a successful journey on self-acceptance. If I can do it, I know you can too. Self-acceptance is a fundamental pillar of mental health and well-being. So we gotta work on it, guys, and we gotta maintain it. I feel that it can change everything you do and help you become more positive, but it will take a lot of practice. At times, we get so in our heads that it's difficult to separate our thoughts and emotions and see things clearly. Talking through these issues with someone can really help you. So if you need someone to talk to, if you don't have anyone to talk to, I mean this with all of my heart. Call into the station, leave me a message, and I would love to hear your story. I would love to do what I can to help you. I mean that wholeheartedly. Please don't hesitate. If you feel like you don't have anyone, please know that you have me. Another thing I wanted to also share with you is after my accident, I hated looking in the mirror because I hated the way I looked. I was so unhappy. I was very negative. But now I'm content. I'm positive. And I'm okay when I look in the mirror. Because when I look in that mirror, I see a beautiful, strong, and brave girl with one arm and scars that is imperfectly perfect. Remember, I am here for you and I love you and I wish you a ton of success on your journey on self-acceptance. XOXO, one arm but not unarmed.